From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 940th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Roy Acuff and all the Smoky Mountain Boys.
Thank you, Mr. Postman, for the letter you bring. It's from my little darling, and she's coming back again. I'll meet her at the station this morning at 9. Sunshine special will be right on time. Blow your old whistle, strain every nerve. Open up the throttle and straighten out the curve. Soon I'll see my baby, then happy I will be. Sunshine special bringing happiness to me. Remember when she left me? She left me oh so cold. Maybe for love or maybe for gold. But now I know she loves me and longs to be mine. Sunshine special will be right on time. Howdy! See that engine rolling, she's balling the jack. Her wheels humming Dixie and her headlights on the track. Watch that engine swaying as she's coming down the line. Sunshine special will be right on time. Blow your old whistle, strain every nerve. Open up the throttle and straighten out the curve. Soon I'll see my baby, then happy I will be. Sunshine special's bringing happiness to me.
All right, thank you, folks. We want to welcome all of you to the Grand Ole Opry. My voice is a little bit bad tonight, Grant.
Well, the Opry features tonight Rod Brasfield, the Jordanaires, Bashful Brother Oswald, the Jug Band, all the Smoky Mountain Boys, the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers, and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
And the Smoky Mountain Boys brought along a girlfriend. She's our special guest, and surely she's a friend of yours. Let's make her smile. Miss Jean Shepherd. Jean? Well, the Jordanaires keep things moving right along here. Forrest, Gordon, Hoyt, Neil, and Hugh. They're about to dig a little deeper, the Jordanaires.
Well, I want to dig a little deeper in his love, dig a little deeper in his love. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love. Well, I want to dig a little deeper in his love, dig a little deeper in his love. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love. Oh, oh, oh yes, well, I want to dig.
A little more like a Christian should.
I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love. Well, I want to dig a little deeper, dig a little deeper, dig a little deeper, dig a little deeper. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love. Well, I want to walk, 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 walk. Well, I want to talk, 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 talk. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love.
Dig a little, dig a little deeper. Dig a little, dig a little, dig a little deeper.
Dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love. Well, I want to walk and walk and dig a little deeper. Walk, 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 dig a little deeper. Dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love.
Fine, the Jordanaires with Marvin Hughes at the piano. Now, I want all you Smoky Mountain Boys to spruce up a little bit, and all you straighten up your necktie. And all you folks get ready for a fine little girl who really sings an uptown good old country storm. Here she is, Miss Jean Shepherd. Come in, Jean. You're just a very sweet little girl tonight. What you going to sing?
Well, I'd like to do one side of my latest Capitol record. It scares me half to death.
You ain't a bit excited.
Scares me half to death to think I almost lost you. It hard to know how much I made you cry. But if you'll let me show you, darling, I'll right the wrong I've done and ease the heartaches I have caused in the days gone by. Come what may, and while you're holding me, my darling, I'm holding my breath, 'cause just the thought of losing you scares me half to death. May. And while you're holding me, my darling, I'm holding my breath, 'cause just the thought of losing you scares me half to death.
Before this offering goes one more step,
Rod,
I want all of you to remember that today is Columbus Day, and I'm glad that he discovered us.
Rod.
I only wish the poor fella had discovered Prince Albert smoking tobacco, though, 'cause then he could really enjoy himself sailing around all over the world like he did.
Will you shut up?
Huh?
Will you shut up?
Sure, I'll shut up now.
Well, Rod, at least a lot of fellas since the time of old Chris have discovered the natural tobacco taste of PA, the way it's always so fresh, so cool smoking, so comfortable to enjoy.
And Roy, a lot of making men have discovered that crimp cut PA and an OCB paper just go together to make up into the best tasting smoke they ever enjoyed.
Yes, sir. Today's pop smokers and making men have the edge on Mr. Columbus because they found out how comfortable and tasty and enjoyable smoking can be with our good friend Prince Albert. You find out, too, with PA. Here's Howard Forster fiddling out an old Golden Eagle hornpipe so the Grand Ole Opry square dancers can cut a caper. Everybody dance!
Swing by yourself, swing more, swing corn, swing little girl from bargain saw. Ladies on the inside, gents on the outside, all hands up and dance about. Ladies to the left and gents to the right, dance like you dance every Saturday night. Now turn around, you're going wrong. Thank you to meet your partner home. All we need is a little smile. Stand back, children, go hold wild. Ladies, I'm ladies and gents also. Later on, gents, gents don't go. Hands up, four and seven, a little swing, go. Swing on, swing on, swing a little girl from Arkansas.
Ladies and gentlemen, to our great audience of the National Broadcasting Company tuned in tonight, and also to our armed forces overseas listening in to the Armed Forces Radio Service, may I present John H. DeWitt, Jr., President of WSM Incorporated. Mr. DeWitt.
Nothing could give me greater pleasure than to make this presentation to Mr. Grand Ole Opry himself, Roy Acuff. Here is a man who stands for everything good in country music. Loyalty. He knows what should be done in this field. He's done it for many, many years. He's done more to build the Grand Ole Opry than any other person. And this is Roy's 20th anniversary. And now I'd like to read the scroll. Radio station WSM and the entire cast of the Grand Ole Opry extend their congratulations to you, Roy Acuff, in your celebration of your 20th anniversary as an outstanding performer on WSM and the Grand Ole Opry. In a large measure, your efforts have played a prominent part in the worldwide interest in the Grand Ole Opry. Your tremendous showmanship and aspiring ability have been a prime factor in making WSM and Nashville the capital of country music. We wish to take this opportunity to record our recognition and appreciation of the contributions you have so genuinely made in your chosen field of entertainment. Your status as a leader has been unduplicated in the field of country and Western music, adopted October the 12th day, 1957.
I just want to say that I am completely surprised, and I have no words that will express this. I've just been one of the boys to come here and work hard, and I hope I can continue many more years. Mr. DeWitt, you people have been wonderful to me. Thank you very much.
You've been wonderful to us, sir.
Thank you, sir. I'll have to get myself straightened back out here now. I'm kind of nervous. You know, I've always had a leaning towards spiritual music that had a beat to it and had a happy beat to it, too. So for tonight's sacred song, I want together all the boys and Miss June Webb, Gene Shepherd, and all the Jordaneers to help me sing I Saw the Light. Folks, thank you very much. You all are so wonderful to me, all of you. And now then, we're going to switch from what we'd call the supreme in music to, well, I wouldn't know it would be the ridiculous, but Randy Hughes is going to sing it, and it's a little bit out of our style. I'm walking with the jug band. Are they all around? Let's go.
I'm walking, yes, indeed, I'm talking about you and me. I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. I'm lonely. I can be, I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. Well, what you gonna do when the well runs dry? You gonna run away and hide. I'm gonna run right by your side. For you, sweet baby, I'd even die. I'm walking, you know, yes, indeed, I'm talking about you and me. I'm hoping that you'll come back to me.
All right, let's go on.
I'm walking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking about you and me. I'm hoping that you'll come back to me.
Hang on, brother.
I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. Well, what you gonna do when the well runs dry? You gonna run away and hide. I'm gonna run right by your side. For you, sweet baby, I'd even die. I'm walking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking about you and me. I'm hoping that you'll come back to me.
All right, thank you, music lovers. I just knew that you'd enjoy that. We have an old boy ready to amble out here, and I think it's only fair to warn you. Things could get just a little crazy the minute he comes in. Here is the Grand Ole Opry's answer to the Russian satellite, the Hornwall Sputnik. Ron Brasley! Where you?
What did you call me?
I don't if I know.
Well, I don't neither. Roy, it's good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you. Yeah, I can see you.
I ain't seen you since Toronto.
We had a lot of fun up there.
Yeah. You remember that cafe where we ate right there right alongside
the... Osgood's Cafe, yeah.
Osgood's. You know all them pretty waitresses you had?
Yeah.
They ain't there no more.
They quit?
No.
Yeah, they was fine. I found out right there in that restaurant how to see flying saucers.
How to see flying saucers in the restroom?
Yeah,
how do you do it?
Pinch one of them waitresses. Hey, Roy. Sure is good to get back home, ain't it?
Certainly is.
I've got me a date with a pretty woman here at home tonight.
Oh, you can get them, boy.
Yeah. She wears glasses.
Really?
Yeah, she wears glasses. But I love to go around with girls that wear glasses.
Just why do you like to have them with glasses?
Well, Roy, you can breathe on them glasses and they kind of fog over and they can't tell, see what you're doing, you know?
And out of the way.
Even if they did, they wouldn't know who it was. If this here Asiatic idiotic flu or something don't hit me down, I'm going to tell a little animal story if it's all right with you, Mr. Acuff.
I'd love it. Let's both clear them up. Go ahead.
This is a little story about two little baby skunks. They was named In and Out. And Mama Skunk couldn't keep up with them, couldn't keep track of them at all. If In was in, Out was out, and if Out was in was out. So one day, Out was out, and In was in. The next day, In was out, and Out was in. And Mama Skunk says to Out, says, go out and bring in. And Out went out, and in just no time, Out brought in. Mama Skunk says, Out, in such a short time, how did you find In so quick? Says, it was easy, Mama. Instincts.
Got that one all right.
Straighten that out, didn't
you,
boy? And then, Roy, there's another story about three bears, the mama bear, papa bear, and baby bear.
What happened to
them? Well, they went out through the west, going out in Mexico or somewhere,
mm-hmm.
out where the cactuses grow.
Yeah.
They got tired on the side of the road and sat down there on the side of the road in the car one day, and mama bear sat down on a hunk of that cactus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she jumped up right quick. It stuck her, you know. Papa Bear, he sat down on it, and he jumped up right quick.
You got more sense than that, too.
And Baby Bear sat down on it and just sat there.
Oh.
Mama Bear looked at Papa Bear and says, do you think we're raising another one of them dead-end kids? And then, Roy, there's a story about the three little bunny rabbits.
Three bunny rabbits.
They was named Foot and Foot-Foot and Foot-Foot-Foot. One day, Foot and Foot-Foot and Foot-Foot-Foot decided to go on a picnic.
Uh-huh.
Got them some cabbage, carrot heads and stuff, and went out on a creek, a fish bank creaking. Creek bank fishing.
Yeah, let's get that straight.
And dinner time come, and they ate dinner, and poor little Foot got sick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and Foot-Foot says to Foot-Foot-Foot, he says, now we've got to get the doctor for Foot.
Mm-hmm.
But before they could get the doctor for Foot, poor little Foot died.
Oh, really?
Kicked the bucket and just... Yeah. So, Foot-Foot and Foot-Foot-Foot took poor little Foot out and buried little Foot.
Oh, no.
1 year passed, and Foot went on a picnic. And they ate dinner, and Foot got sick.
Oh, no.
And Foot went to get the doctor for Foot.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor come and looked at Foot, and he turned to Foot, and he says, Foot's going to die. Foot says, now look, Doc, Foot can't die. Doc says, well, now, Foot, why can't Foot die? Foot says, well, we've got 1 foot in the grave now.
That boy's all right. Grant Turner, give all the fellas that recipe you for getting started, will you?
Well, I was just telling Roy here that on these cold mornings, I'm not very much good until I've had a big cup of fresh black coffee and a pipe full of tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco. I don't know, PA has something comfortable and fresh about it that just gets you right with the world first thing in the morning.
Yes, sir. Be it the rich natural taste of PA's freshness or the way PA lets you puff a pipe in comfort, nothing beats a pipe full of lazy, burning, good-tasting PA.
Now, I know a lot of Macon men who feel the same way about their PA in the morning. PA, crimp-cut PA, and an OCB paper, and they can roll themselves a smooth-smoking, smooth-Macon cigarette every time.
Any time of day, pipe smokers and Macon men can always enjoy the natural tobacco taste of Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, that's the test. The proof Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now, how about another fine song from our little girlfriend, Miss Jean Shepherd, huh? Let's make her welcome up here.
Thank you.
Jean, how about singing your new Capitol Records song for the folks?
We'd love to. Act like a married man.
Well, I'll try to do that.
Well, I don't care a thing about your kind of running around. The town will go unpainted if you depend on me. I don't intend to wreck my life with a man who isn't free. You've got a good wife at home. You know she's never been untrue. She's got the whole world of faith and trust and confidence in you. How you can I just can't understand. Now why don't you go home to your wife and act like a married man? Well, I suppose you wonder why I say the things I say. Well, it's because I'm making plans to have a home someday. I want to be a good wife and never be untrue. And I don't want my man to be a cheater such as you. You've got a good wife at home. You know she's never been untrue. She's got the whole world of faith and trust and confidence in you. How you can be unfaithful, I just can't understand. Well, why don't you go home to your wife and act like a married man?
Thank you very much, Miss Jean Shepherd. Thank you. And here is bashful Brother Oswald with his 5-string banjo coming from the ball.
Oswald. Well, hit it yonder comes old Grandma. Wring her hand and cried. Her daughter fell in love with me. She fainted away and died. Don't get weary. Don't get weary, children. Don't get weary coming from the ball. Met her in the springtime. Met her in the fall. Met her last Friday night coming from the ball. Don't get weary, children, don't get weary, coming from the ball. Now, please. Can everybody hear me all right? My wife died on Friday, Saturday she was buried. Sunday was my courting day, and Monday I got married. Don't get weary, don't get weary, children, don't get weary, coming from the ball.
Thank you very much, Oswald. Friends, the little lady here on stage with this guitar is Miss June Webb, one of RCA Victor's newest finds. I'm going to call upon her to help me on a little song. That was Before I Met You.
Thank you. my tongue. But that was before I met you. I never saw one that I wanted for mine. That was before I met you. I thought I was swaying the world by the tail. Thought I could never be blue. Thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved. But that was before I met you. That was before I met you. I said that no woman could ever have me. But that was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. Thought I could never be blue. Thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd be loved. But that was before I met you.
We hope you folks enjoyed your visit to the Grand Ole Opry tonight. We hope you'll be on hand next week, same time, when we come calling for you in the old buckboard. Up in the driver's seat will be Hawkshaw Hawkins, and Hawk's guest will be Jimmy Newman. Till then, this is Roy Acres speaking for all the Grand Ole Opry gang, saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next week, Saturday night, at the Grand Ole Opry. Good night, everybody.
Say, Dave, do you know the password for the finest taste in smoking?
Sure do. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Right you are. And that puts you up there with millions of other Americans who've made Camels the country's best-selling cigarette.
Well, it's easy to see why Camels are so popular. You know, no other cigarette brings you the full, rich flavor and smooth mildness of Camel's exclusive blend of costly tobacco.
And that's why, of course, no other cigarette gives you the same smoking comfort you get out of Camel's.
Folks, see for yourself why more people today select Camel's than any other cigarette. Discover the difference between just smoking and Camel's.
Yes, sir. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. So good and mild, the finest taste in smoking.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.
WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.